Well, here we are halfway through the Easter season, and the church appoints this as a very special Sunday that is called Good Shepherd Sunday. Jesus is the Good Shepherd. And one of the beautiful things that he ordained is that through his church, there would be a way for that shepherding ministry to continue. He calls bishops, priests, and deacons to tend the flock of God, which is now the universal church. But today, I want to particularly talk with you about the association between Jesus, the Good Shepherd, and those who serve his flock as priests. You might know this, that the word pastor is the Latin derivation of the word shepherd. And so at the very heart of the priesthood is this understanding that Peter beautifully articulates in his letter, that with Jesus, priests are shepherds and guardians of your souls. That is at the very heart of priesthood. Everything else comes underneath this beautiful call and responsibility to share with Jesus what it means to be a shepherd and guardian of souls. So today, I want to talk with you about that beautiful Psalm 23. A psalm, if any psalm we know, that psalm we know. But there is such a depth to its meaning. And so I want to unpack Psalm 23. And I want to draw a couple of parallels with that beautiful passage from this morning's gospel. And what I want to show you about this shepherd work, what it means to be a priest, is to be a man responsible for the directing, the protecting, and the nurturing of God's people. The directing, the protecting, and the nurturing of God's people. Do you remember how Psalm 23 begins? We had a more contemporary version that we sang, but in your missalette and in the lectionary, King David prays, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Now we need to understand this, that here David has lived his life, and as I'll say at the end of the homily, David's life was a profoundly detailed and complex life. But he came to understand that through it all, that God truly is his shepherd and that he is not wanting in knowing of God's directing, protecting, and nurturing care. So let's think about, first of all, what it means for priests, for Jesus, the shepherd of our soul, to offer us directing care. It is this beautiful understanding of a shepherd being one who directs that is the theme of this morning's collect. The church prayed today, Almighty ever-living God, lead us to share the joys of heaven so that the humble flock may reach where the brave shepherd has gone before. Isn't that beautiful? That we are the humble flock. But that the shepherd is directing and leading us so that we will one day share in the joys of heaven. We are being directed somewhere. And at the heart of priesthood, at the heart of Father Jerome and my being ordained, it's to help you remember where you are going. How does David pray about God's directive care? He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Now, a superficial reading of that, woo, green pastures, still waters. It sounds more like a Club Med vacation than the Christian vocation. But when we understand more about this verse, David goes on to say, he leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Now you need to appreciate this, beloved, that when we talk about God's name, We are talking about the essence of his character, his very nature. And the primary name that God reveals in the Old Testament is this name, I Am. The Hebrew is Yahweh. Remember at the very end of Matthew's gospel, what are the last words of Jesus? I am with you always to the close of the age. So when David says God is true to his name, he has experienced in his life God's continual presence now. God, says David, has always been true to his name. God has for me always been the great I am. Now, let me just unfold for you a little bit the topography of the land where David in the psalm and Jesus in the gospel spoke these pastoral words. We are talking about Judea. Judea had a central plateau stretching from a place called Bethel to Hebron. It was about 56 kilometers in length and between 22 and 27 kilometers across. We're talking about an area smaller than the city of Calgary. The ground, for the most part, was rough and stony. Judea was much more of a pastoral than agricultural country. And the most common person that you would see in the Judean hills was the shepherd. His life was hard. No flock ever grazed without a shepherd. He was never off duty. There was little green grass. And the sheep, being sheep, were prone to wander. And think about it. Between 22 and 27 kilometers across, and what's on either side? A precipice that just falls away into a desert area. There were no protecting walls. And so it was along this narrow plateau that the shepherd had to guide his sheep. How easily they could stray and get lost. The shepherd's task was not only constant, but it was also dangerous. For not only did he have to keep the sheep on the straight and narrow, he always had to ward off the wolves, the other animals, and the thieves and robbers that would want to come and steal the sheep. So those green pastures that David talks about, they were few and far between. The environment was hostile to sheep. The vigilance of the shepherd was critical. This is helpful when thinking about the pastoral direction priests are to give today. St. Peter, in that reading from Acts, talked about the topography in which we live. He referred to it as a corrupt generation. In his letter this morning, our first pope speaks about how his readers had gone astray, but they had now returned to the shepherd and guardian of their souls. Let me put this clearly. In a world like this, you need to stay close to the church. In a world like this, you need the church's shepherds, because the way is indeed narrow that leads to our heavenly home, and how easily souls can be led astray. Priests share in the pastoral work of direction to help you, God's most precious flock, stay on the path so that you won't get lost or you won't be stolen by the soul of the enemy, or the enemy's soul, excuse me, the devil. I just want to read here a beautiful quote I came across this morning in one of my readings in the Office of Readings. This is from Gregory the Great, who was Pope from 590 to 604. Listen to what he wrote. Anyone who is determined to reach his destination must not be deterred by the roughness of the road that leads to it, nor must he allow the charm of success to seduce him, or he or she will be like a foolish traveler who is so distracted by the challenges or pleasant meadow through which he is passing that he or she forgets where they are going. Great quote. We can become so distracted, we forget where we are going. And that's why we need the shepherd's directive care. But we also need the shepherd's protective care. David celebrates this quality of care when he prays. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The shepherd had two pieces of fundamental equipment. He had a staff. This was a short wooden club that had a lump of wood at the end, and it was studded with nails. His staff was the weapon with which he defended his flock against animals and robbers. He also had a rod, which was like the shepherd's crook, kind of like what our bishop has. And with it, he could catch and pull back any sheep who were moving to stray away. This is another part of pastoral work, to fend off those enemies that would harm Jesus' flock. In Acts chapter 21, St. Paul is about to leave the church in Ephesus, and he says this to the leaders there: I know that after I'm gone, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Some even from your own group will come, distorting the truth in order to entice disciples to follow them. Did you hear Paul's language? He talks about those who distort the truth as savage wolves. Priests are called to be men who, like Jesus, speak the truth in love. In so doing, they want to grow in wielding the staff skillfully. Such skillful staff work is so needed today. There is such confusion in our world about the nature of God. And because we're so confused about who God is, we have a confused anthropology. That is, we are confused about what it means to be human. And there are so many distortions being presented today of what anthropology, humanity, is. Not only do priests have to protect the flock from this distortion of the truth, but also lovingly and tenderly, with the rod, protect them from being devoured by these ideologies. We have a directing shepherd. We have a protecting shepherd. And thirdly, we have a nurturing shepherd. In the psalm, we have this famous image that speaks of the shepherd's nurturing care. You prepare a table. Now hear this. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Notice where the nurturing care happens. In the presence of the enemies. Out there in the open, where the wolves want to steal and devour the sheep. There is this beautiful image Jesus uses in today's gospel. He says of himself, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep." Now, when the sheep were in town, they were in well-constructed pens that had a gate on them. But in the summertime, the sheep would stay out on that plateau, and there would be these very rough pens made out of stones, but they had no gate. And so the shepherd would literally lie down in front of the opening so as to protect the sheep from any thief or from any animal that would want to try to get into that fold to destroy them. Now think about this. Why did Jesus come? He came to lie down. He came to lay down his life. This is the gate of the sheepfold. And the profound gift that is given to priests is that at every Mass, we celebrate how Jesus laid down his body for his sheep. Every time a priest celebrates Mass, he is sharing with Jesus in this nurturing work. So let me leave this image with you to ponder this week. The Mass is the sheepfold. The Mass is the sheepfold. From here, having been nurtured by Jesus the shepherd, you're going to have to go back out into the world. By Jesus' nurturing care, even though we have to face everything that is in the world, we can conclude with David, who says at the end of today's psalm, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long." Did you hear David's word? He speaks of a tenderness and assurance. He speaks of God's goodness and mercy. And if you know anything of David's life, you know he encountered enemies. From without King Saul, from without the Philistines, from within his own self-serving soul. And if you think your family has problems, you could read about David's family, and the best way to describe it is disordered chaos. That's the kind of family David had. Yet, he knew in the midst of a world like this that could so easily lead him astray, the merciful care of the shepherd of his soul. So let me conclude by being personal. It is a profound gift. It is a deep responsibility. It is a great honor to be a priest. To be able to share with Jesus in helping to direct, to protect, and to nurture God's people is what pastoral care is all about. Because what I want for you, what Father Jerome wants for you, what we want for St. Peter's is that more and more you would say with David, "God's goodness and mercy indeed follow me." Now, for those of you who are boys and young men, I want to ask you to prayerfully consider, is God tugging your heart? Have you ever thought that maybe one day I want to consider being a priest? We need priests for the 21st century. We need a renewal to this vocation of the priesthood. And what a privilege it is to work with Christ in this way. And so if you have any inkling that God might be touching your heart, dear boys, young men, pray. Ask Jesus to show you. Is he calling you to eventually share with him in this pastoral work of direction, protection, and nurture? You are God's people. And returning to the collect, we want to, as priests, guide this humble flock so that we may reach where the brave shepherd has gone before.